Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representatives, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex from eBay. How can I help you?
Yeah, mate, I just got a call saying I had a purchase for $299.
Yes, sir. There is a purchase for a Google Play gift card from your eBay account. Did you authorize this transaction?
No, I did not.
Okay, then definitely it's a fraudulent charge, so I do believe you want to cancel this charge right now.
Yes, please.
Okay, for the cancellation, I can see from my server that there is an online procedure. So, could you please tell me, are you using a computer, laptop, or a cell phone?
No, I'm only on my phone that I'm talking to you on.
Okay, so what kind of phone are you using? Are you using an Android phone or are you using an iPhone?
No, Android.
So, can you just put me on speaker on this phone so that I can help you out for canceling the purchase? Now, on your Android phone, sir, there is an application that says Play Store. Could you please find it out and open it up, Play Store?
You there?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Can you open up the Play Store from your phone? There is an application that says Play Store. Find it out and open it up.
Yeah, I haven't even been on it, mate.
Sorry?
I haven't even been on it.
Yes, not a problem. I will help because right now it's a fraudulent charge. Some people are misusing your information and they are.
Oh, all right. Yep. I'm just looking for it down here, mate. Where is it?
Take your time, find it out. Play Store. It will be Play Store.
Yep.
Love. Christy. Come here, please, quick.
Where's my Google Play Store? That's it there. Someone's trying to hack me account. I'm on the phone with these mobs. Yeah, I'm into it now, man.
Yes, did you open up?
How do I open it?
Click on the Play Store. Did you open up the Play Store?
Yep. Yeah, I've already done that.
Now, at the very top, do you see a search bar where you can type something? At the very top. Type over here, A as in apple, the letter A.
I.
N as in November, N.
Yep.
Y as in yellow, Y.
Yep.
G as in David, G.
Yep.
Now, what is the first option coming up? Let me know.
There's any desk.
Yes, click on that one. Through this right now, you will be getting the cancellation ID. So, do you see any option coming up install on that AnyDesk, a green color install?
Yeah.
Click on that one. And after giving the click on install, you will see an option called open. When you see open, do let me know, okay? I'm on the line. Do you see it open comes up?
No, open not yet.
Okay, take your time.
Yeah, it's only at 17% loading.
Okay. Not a problem. Take your lovely time. Now it's open?
No, it's only at 51%. I'll just do the hearing grade, yeah.
Sorry?
I'm just in a slow area out here.
Okay, not a problem. Take your lovely time. You're outside right now or you're at home?
Oh, I'm at home, but I'm outside.
Okay. Can you go at a one room, a single room, where we can do it in a quiet manner because it's...
Yep.
Okay, now do you see open?
Nah, not quite. Yes, I do now.
Okay, click on open. After we hit the click on open, every option you can see will let me know.
Oh, yeah. Open. This prop statement.
Yes, click on OK. There is an option called OK. Click on that.
Yep.
Now, what options have come next?
It says for controlling this device.
Cancel. Click on cancel first.
Cancel.
Yes.
And that says tutorial.
Yes, you need to click the blinking areas again and again until and unless it stops. Again and again, you need to click on the blinking circles. Click on the blinking circles.
Yep.
And if you see a number comes up, let me know.
Nah, it come up with another circle on the other side with a tick.
Yes, yes. Click on the blinking circle. Again and again, you need to do it. It will come again and again.
Yeah, there's a number.
Yes, reading back the number first.
213-750-045.
Okay. Now, the blinking is still there or it's gone?
No, the number's still there, but it's over the top of the flashy red circle, white circle.
Click on the blinking circles. Click on the circles once again until and unless it stops.
What was that?
Again, click on the blinking. Now, do you see only the number still there? Only the number is there?
Nah. Oh, yeah, I can see the number still.
Okay. Now, just below the number, do you see any option comes up which says set password?
Yep.
Click on that option. Now, password has been generated. You need to put the password. Now, after giving the click on set password, there will be option coming up which says permission profile. You need to little bit go down. Just little bit scroll down. Not more, little bit. And permission profiles.
Are you sure this is right, man? You're not trying to scam me, are you?
No, sir. Right now, this is a recorded line, so I'm not going to ask you any of your personal or financial information over the call. I'm just going to help you out to canceling this purchase right now.
Yep.
Now, do you see permission profiles?
Yes, yes, permission. Allow other devices to log in.
Not that one. Go down, little bit go down. Permission profile. In a single line, permission profile.
Enable two-factor authentication. Clear previous session profiles.
No. Permission profile, little bit go down.
Yep.
Now give a click on the third option, which says full access. Click on the full access, the third one.
Yeah.
Now, after that, do you see a third option once again which says enable unattended access? A small checkbox there will be.
Yep.
Click on the checkbox. Now, it will ask for a password. That's correct?
Yep.
The password will be all in lowercase, no uppercase. It will be eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
E-B-A-Y. What?
7890.
Yep.
Now click on OK.
Yep.
Now did you click on OK?
Yep.
Now from the eBay security server, you will receive a security warning. When you see the security warning comes up, do let me know, okay?
Yeah, right now.
Now do you see the security warning comes up? Now what you need to do, do you see any option called start now coming up?
It says, I trust this call.
Yes, click on that. I trust this call. I'm aware of this risk. Click on that.
Another person would like to access my device.
Just hold for a moment.
Hang on, man. Nah.
Sorry, what happened, sir?
It went back.
Okay, do you see once our option comes up which says unattended access over there, unattended, the fourth option?
Yes.
Click on that. The password has changed from our server, so you need to put another password. Click on unattended.
Yeah, I did that.
Now, do you see enable unattended access over there once again?
Yeah.
Now, the password will be, listen to me carefully, all in lowercase, no uppercase, okay? It will be E. E-A-Y, eBay.
E-B-A-Y. Yeah.
1352.
Yeah.
Now click on OK.
Yep.
Now again, if you see the security warning comes up, do let me know.
Yes, the security warning's up.
Now do you see any option called Start Now? Click on Start Now. What can you see?
Well, I'm not convinced that I want to do this.
You what password did you type over there? Did you type EPAY1352?
Yes.
So the password is wrong right now. You have to give a click on set password. Do you see any option comes up which says set password?
Yeah.
Click on set password.
Yeah.
Now type down the password. It will be all in lowercase, no uppercase. Just check.
Yeah.
EBAY1352. Tell me the spelling of eBay.
eBay, I want.
1352.
Yeah.
Now, did you click on OK?
Yeah. And it just took me back to the home screen.
Now open up the AnyDex application. Can you open up the AnyDex application from your cell phone? There is an application like the Play Store. There is an application which says AnyDex. Find it out and open it up.
AnyDex Quick Support.
No, not that one. AnyDex, only AnyDex.
Nah, can't say that one.
There is an application on your cell phone, like all the apps, like Camera, Gallery, there is an app which says AnyDex. Like the Play Store app you have opened, like there will be another app which says AnyDex. Red color app.
Yeah, I got that. Back to the remote address.
Now just hold for a moment. If you see the security warning comes up, do let me know, okay?
Yes, it's up there now.
Okay. Now you need to listen to me carefully. Just below the number, do you see set password once again?
Nah, it says remote address.
Okay, and left top corner, do you see three lines? Left top corner, left hand side.
Yeah.
Click on the three lines.
Yep.
And then do you see any option which says settings? Click on settings.
Yeah.
Now, do you see security and privacy, anything like that? Security?
Yep.
Click on that one.
Which one? Security?
Security. Click on security.
Yeah.
A little bit, go down once again. You will see an option called permission profiles. You need to click on permission profiles.
Yeah.
Now, after that, there will be a key sign on the two of them. Which one did I have the key sign? There will be a key sign on which the key sign is on. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What are the options you see? Let me know. What